Hello, this is Paul Check, and I'd like to talk to you for just a few minutes about the importance of relaxing sounds. Research shows that athletes who get relaxed before their competitions are more likely to have peak states of performance. Research from the Institute of Heart Math in Boulder, California, has shown that when executives are able to reach a parasympathetic state, in other words, to be in that state which is most favorable for digestion, elimination, and creativity, as opposed to being in a sympathetic or a fight-or-flight state, that they too become more productive as business executives. Music is a very, very effective way to achieve a relaxed state, particularly if you have a hard time with meditation. The kind of music that works best for achieving a relaxed state is music that does not have a beat to it. Sometimes this is referred to as New Age music or spiritual music. Some of my favorite musicians that have this type of music are Snatam Kaur, Krishna Das, Hilary Stagg, Terry Oldfield, Jonathan Goldman, Stephen Halpern, and there are numerous others. You can look at the music from the company Real Music, for example. Now, another thing that you can do without music to listen to is listen to nature sounds. Many people that I've consulted have found it very helpful to get a little water fountain. You can buy them at garden shops. These days, they're quite readily available. A little water fountain sitting next to your desk or on your desk gives you the beautiful sound of flowing water, which is what provides life. Without water in nature, there would be no life. So at a very deep subconscious level, the sound of water flowing reaffirms life for us. You can listen to the sound of the wind blowing. Just a moment or two outside, a 10-15 minute break. Be present with the wind, the sound of birds, the sound of insects, crickets chirping, the wings of a grasshopper, the sound of a June bug rubbing its wings together, the sound of dogs barking. All these things are nature expressing herself to us. These are all sounds that we're connected to from our primordial past, our life in the jungle, in the forests, and in the wild. Another fantastic way to relax oneself through sound is toning, to use your own voice. Some of us like to hum or sing in the shower or in the bathroom or in our car. Karaoke is very popular because to hear your own voice is very healing. Some simple toning exercises are just to work your way through the vowels. A, E, I, O, U. Have fun. Just play with the vowels and you will see that they affect the different energy centers of your body. Try the tone scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. See where each of those tones vibrates in your body. For example, do, that stimulates me way down by my coccyx. Yet, if I make do higher, do, that's up in my head and in my eyes. Play with it, have fun. One of my favorites is the sound of om. Om has three parts. A for ah, O for oo, M for mm. During the M, you eat the sound. Mm. You swallow and chew and let it vibrate inside of you. And the last part of the sound of om is silence. Here's what it sounds like when I do the sound of om. Om. How does it sound when you do it? Try doing Om just 7 times, and you will feel all your energy systems begin to balance. You will feel a deep sense of calmness. Om is said to be the primordial sound that creates the universe. Enjoy relaxing with relaxing sounds, and remember, you don't have to buy them. You can create them. So I'll leave you on this brief note.